The classrooms are oddly quiet in Burlington this week. That's because a teacher strike has shuttered 9 schools across Vermont's largest city. Schools will again be closed tomorrow. The two sides will return to the negotiating table on Tuesday morning to try to resolve their dispute. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, teachers say it's not about the money.
It's a little after 10 in the morning on Monday, and the Lyman C. Hunt Middle School should be teeming with the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that go to school here. But the doors on this brick building are locked, and the teachers that should be working inside are instead picketing along a sidewalk on nearby North Avenue.
We know this strike is a strain on the community. That's not lost on us.
That's Fran Brock, the president of the Burlington Education Association. Nearly 4,000 students attend Burlington's public schools, and Brock says the strike has no doubt been a logistical nightmare for many of their parents. But she says teachers resorted to this option as a matter of necessity.
Our teachers, particularly in the elementary school, desperately need time during the school day to prepare, to collaborate, to assess, to evaluate student-centered learning plans so each and every student can succeed.
But Brock says elementary school teachers in particular don't have that time because they're required to supervise students during lunch and recess. And she says the Burlington School Board's unwillingness to relieve them of that duty is what led to the walkout.
You know, we're less than a percent away or so on the salary and the health benefit issues. We're just so close to settling that that's not really the driving force here.
Stephanie Seguino is the vice chairwoman of the Burlington School Board and the chairwoman of the board's negotiating committee. Seguino says she appreciates teachers' desire to focus on other professional duties during lunch and recess.
And yet the evidence tells us that is when bullying occurs, whether it's due to sexism or homophobia and so forth.
Fran Brock, who in addition to being the union president in Burlington, is also a high school history teacher, says the supervisory duties could be left to paraeducators during lunch and recess. But Seguino says it would be administratively difficult to bring new employees in solely for those times of the day.
And teachers know students from their classroom so they can anticipate issues that will emerge on the playground and the lunchroom.
A mediator has called the school board and the teachers' union back to the bargaining table on Tuesday morning. Here's Stephanie Seguino again.
If, in fact, the issues are around the elementary school workday issues, I'm very optimistic.
But Burlington isn't the only contractual hotspot in Vermont right now. According to the Vermont NEA, only 41% of teachers have inked contracts for the coming year.
Which is low for this time of year. You would normally expect more agreements to have been settled.
That's Nicole Mace, the head of the Vermont School Boards Association. Mace says the fiscal constraints the boards are wrestling with are real. And with so many districts already at impasse, she says other communities may soon be dealing with their own labor issues.
I'm concerned that we're headed towards a period of 6 weeks or so where there's going to be increased labor strife.
Teachers and school board members in Burlington will meet at 11:30 on Tuesday morning. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.